If your portfolio has made gains, but you're worried if certain parts are volatile or might crash, like crypto or similar risky stocks. Here's the method I've been using professionally for more than 2 decades, and it's proven and tested to protect your portfolio.
Welcome to the Invest Like a Pro podcast, teaching you diversified investing with a simple set and forget approach to stocks and options. Build inflation-beating wealth for your future and recurring income for today. And now your host, former JP Morgan investment manager, Manish Kataria.
This system is one I have perfected over the last 20 years of professional investment management. I call it my GPI system. G is for growth. Growth beats inflation. You must have growth in your portfolio. It beats inflation. It builds growth for your future financial security. Protection, which is what this video is all about. Think of it like insurance against uncertain times. Every good portfolio, a properly balanced portfolio, must have an element of protection. And finally, income. Income is useful for those people who need cash today, and a perfectly balanced, diversified portfolio should have at least two of these three essential ingredients. So let's dive into protection. We'll examine seven highly effective ways to add protection or insurance to your portfolio. Number one, gold. I own gold as an insurance policy alongside stocks and ETFs. It's a key part of our GPI portfolio. Now, gold is a great safe haven and usually performs really well during general volatility. If we look back at periods when stocks go through volatility, you'll see that gold actually does quite well. Go back to the dot-com bubble when that came off. Okay, go back to the global financial crisis. Go back to the COVID correction. And if you go back to 2022, when bonds and stocks were under pressure because interest rates were going up, every single time, gold performed really well, which is why it's a great safe haven and insurance policy to add to your portfolio alongside your stocks and ETFs. And we also do options on gold, not just to own gold and to benefit from this insurance policy. We also earn income whilst owning gold through options. And finally, gold is much better when it's held in ETFs rather than physical gold. Not only do ETFs track the gold price, they also protect you from tax and they avoid storage costs. And they are far safer than owning physical gold held in random vaults somewhere. Number two, options for safety margin. Now, options can be a less risky way to invest versus buying stocks in the usual way. This may sound surprising, but options actually let you invest with a safety margin and earn income. So let's see how that works. So if you select a good quality stock or an ETF, or you own gold or silver through ETFs, if it goes up by 5%, you make 5%. But straight after purchase, if it goes down by 5%, guess what? You lose 5%. But with options, you have a margin of safety. So if it drops by 5%, you're protected because you're not buying the stock or the ETF or gold at the current price. You're buying it at what's called the strike price, okay? And that's the price below the current market valuation. So that's your safety margin, okay? And regardless, you will still make the income on the options, whatever happens to the stock price. So not only does it give you safety margin, it also gives you ongoing income. Number three, options can also be used as insurance. So if you need a more direct hedge, you can purchase insurance via options. We do this by buying put options, and it works exactly like your car or your home insurance, okay? So let's say you own something which has done really well, a stock or an ETF or gold or silver, whatever you own, Let's say it's done really well and you're at a level where it's near all-time highs. You don't want to sell it because you are a long-term holder. What you can do is you can pay a relatively small options premium, or call it an insurance premium, to cover you against any losses on that stock if they happen. So it's a great way to benefit from any downside or any expected downside. And the worst that can happen is that you will just lose that option premium, but you'll enjoy continued upside on the stocks. But if the stock does come down, you'll make money through your options insurance premium. Number four, diversify globally. I see a lot of investors who just buy the S&P 500 index, for example, and that's US equities. Now, the problem with that is that the US is at a 75-year high versus the rest of the world. Now, some investors are concerned about a tech bubble in the US stock market. And the US has actually underperformed this year for the first time in a while. It's underperformed the rest of the world by some margin. So my message is, don't just buy the S&P 500 index. You need to be globally diversified. And actually, there are some really interesting things going on in the rest of the world. There's lots of positive developments in Asia, in China and India. And in Europe, there are some really interesting stories going on in there. And both of those areas, both of those regions have outperformed the US this year, 2025, and will probably continue to outperform going forward. So really, if you want to create a more diversified, balanced portfolio, and if you want to protect your portfolio, don't just own the US, own the world, which also includes the US. Okay. And remember, the US is just one country dominated by one huge sector, which is technology. It's being run by a president who can say or do anything to crash the US stock market, just like he did with his tariff announcement. Number five, high dividend stocks. High dividend stocks and REITs are fairly defensive. They tend to hold up reasonably well, just like this one. This is one of our UK high dividend ETFs, which gives you not just a 5.3% dividend yield every year, plus it gives you capital gains, like you see here over the last 5 years. Okay, so remember, in a downturn, dividends hold up much better than capital values. So if you're looking for added protection, own assets, own ETFs, own stocks that give you higher dividend yield, plus some potential for capital gain, and that will provide a much smoother, much more defensive exposure to stocks. And yes, there are a whole load of people in Europe, in the US, who have been holding high dividend stocks for years and decades. And they're now in the fortunate position of being able to live off their dividends and continue to own their stocks for capital growth, but can live off the dividends for their day-to-day income needs. Okay, so it's a really smart strategy to be owning high dividend stocks that are also quality companies, blue chip, solid, dependable companies, which also happen to pay off very attractive levels of dividends. Number six, you can just decide to do nothing. For a long-term investor, one very good option is to do nothing. The legendary ex-Fidelity fund manager Peter Lynch described it perfectly. He said, more money is lost waiting for corrections than in the corrections themselves. Now, making predictions is easy, but timing is hard to get it right. Remember, you have to sell at the right time and then buy back at the right time, which is almost impossible. You can see, you know, for the last, you know, 100 odd years, all of the crises we've lived through, recessions and pandemics and wars and interest rates and recessions, etc., 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 markets always bounce back regardless of what the event is. Okay, so instead, sometimes it's far better just to buy in downturns, not to sell. Myself and my investors do exactly that. We use pound cost averaging to drip feed money systematically into the market to take advantage of the volatility. Use volatility to your advantage. And number seven, you can put stop losses on your positions. How do stop losses work? Well, you buy a stock or an ETF, and if you're concerned about a potential decline, when you place the trade, you can leave an automated instruction that gets you out in case it gets worse. So you can leave a stop loss at, say, 10% lower. And if it gets worse than 10%, well, you are out at the 10% level. Now, a stop loss sounds sensible as a protective measure, right? But actually, in reality, it can make you sell at the lows when instead you should be buying at the lows. Watch my video on stop losses. It really changed the way people think about stop losses. You'll see it on the screen over here somewhere. And it shows a far better alternative to stop losses using options, which not only limit your downside and give you downside protection, they also provide income.